Unit 16. Easing London's traffic while raising revenue.
Not long ago, a car tour of central London's landmarks sounded something like this. Hey, look at Trafalgar Square. 20 minutes later, look, it's still Trafalgar Square. And an hour later, can't we just leave the car and walk? Traffic was ruining central London, and something had to be done. Therefore, the Mayor of London created a system in which people have to pay £5 every time they drive into central London. The fee is known as a congestion charge, and cities around the world are watching to see how well it works. Critics of the idea argue that because people are avoiding going downtown now, stores and restaurants there have been losing business. They also claim that the motivation for having the charge is raising revenue for the city, not reducing traffic. Although it is true that some businesses have been adversely affected and the city has raked in tens of millions of pounds thanks to the charges, many believe the plan is working. Traffic congestion in central London has dropped by nearly 30% since the charge was implemented in 2003, and some surveys report that travel times have dropped by 15%. Plus, the revenues generated are going toward improving public transportation, making it easier for everyone to get downtown. The success of London's congestion charge may encourage other crowded cities to follow suit. Who knows, maybe one day we'll even see such an innovative approach to traffic congestion here in Taiwan's major cities.